Welcome to the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. It's Thursday evening. God bless you. Father, thank you for your wonderful, your precious goodness. Lord, you don't have anything but goodness within you, and it's beyond goodness, and you are so caring. Thank you for how you brought Brother Freedom here. Thank you how you've taken care of him, how you're touching him. Thank you for how you're healing and touching our listeners out there. You're so wonderful. We give you praise and honor and glory. In Jesus' name, we're just trusting in you in advance and thanking you in advance for your anointing. Amen and amen and amen. Brother Freedom would like me to read from Psalm 46, the first six verses. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted.
Father, we just thank you for this wonderful day. We thank you for your mighty acts of power, your blessings. We thank you that you're so faithful. And your word declares your eye is on the right, over the righteous, and your ears are open to their cries. Father, I just praise you. I give you glory and praise and honor this night. In the wonderful name of Jesus, amen. Out there, I want to say, I think this 46th Psalm speaks to us where we are in the world. Because God is our refuge. And though times get hard, he's still there and ever present help in time of need. And he remains the same yesterday and today and forever. Things get rough. It's not been easy for me and it's not been easy probably for you out there, but God is with you. And we need to realize he's an ever present help in time of need, and he's gonna, one of these days, the troubles are gonna cease because he's gonna say that's enough. Even if we have to go the long route, we still, there's something promised to those, the faithful, those that know his son, accept him as Lord and Savior, and those who will accept what he has for us, or got something special in sight that they can't let go of. They gotta hang on to it. It's very special, very rewarding. It'll keep you even through the times of your faith in it will keep you. And I believe this is what over in Revelations 3:10, if we keep this in our heart, God's going to make sure those that keep this in their heart, he's going to keep you to that time of trouble. When it comes, you're going to be in the ark of safety. It's just like Noah was kept out there in the ark. We're going to be kept. I believe it. I believe that God is not a respecter of person. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what he plans for one, he'll do for all. He's there to help us. He's there to strengthen us. He's here as our Heavenly Father, one that loves his children very much. His eye is on the righteous. There's nothing that's withheld from him. He knows all, is all. I don't know how he does it, but he's very, very capable of taking care of us. It says, therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried in the midst of the sea. Out there you may be going through troublesome times. Your burden may seem so heavy you can't hardly bear it. We prayed for a lady, and she's doing better. But her cross was pretty tough, too. She was going through some troubles. So where you are, God is our answer. He's what makes the difference. You know, the Bible says, all live godly shall suffer persecution of righteousness. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. We have problems, but we have someone to look to. We got someone to put our trust and believe in. You know, without that, boy, your mind would just go, wow. But with that hope, it keeps you, you're not fearful. It takes away the fear because, you know, he's going to take care of you. But just look at the people out here that don't know him. Or maybe know him and they're living so far from him that they can't enjoy it. I can feel for that person. I really, if you feel that way tonight, I feel for you and I encourage you to seek God. I encourage you to trust in Him. I encourage you to come before Him with maybe pray and seeking Him in a very special way, because God is your answer. The Lord God is of heaven, give us Son Jesus, that we might be receive pardon, that we might receive strength, that we might receive power for atonement for sin, that we might be blessed in this hour. It's an hour of great things are happening that I've never seen happen. And I'm getting up in age and I've never seen these things happen. And I think we hit the record today on heat. Back in the 60s, there was a hot day, but it wasn't as hot as this day. We're having heat here, and the East Coast is having terrible cold. We're pretty nice here, really. It's sort of nice. I really enjoy what the Lord's doing for us. I enjoy it. But there is some extremes. There's some extremes that are taking place. We need to recognize that. I believe that's the handwriting on the wall that time when the hand was writing. I think God's writing, "My people, I'm coming soon. Look up. Be not afraid, for I am with you. I'll come upon you, and be not discouraged, though everything, all turmoil comes against all things, start falling apart. Remember, I love you, and I will preserve you, I will keep you, and I'll be a father unto you, and one day I'm coming back very soon, and I'll bless you, for my power is all upon thee, and I shall anoint thee, and I shall strengthen thee, and I shall be with thee, and I shall deliver thee. Be not afraid, my children, for I will keep thee. Look to me. Be not discouraged what you see. Remember, have faith in me that what you see can be changed with my power, that I can overcome that fear that's facing you. I can give you that strength to overcome the situation you're in. God's here to make His face to shine upon you, to bless you, to encourage you this night in a very powerful way. The Bible says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in my sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer." You know, that's a Christian. That's just not all not swearing or saying bad words. It means saying positive words. I know God's coming back. I know He's coming. I'm going to be refreshed in Him. He's going to keep me. And that's what He wants us, to be excited in Him. He is our strength. Yet maybe no one else sees it, but we see it. We know it. And you can enjoy it too. It's heavenly sunshine that comes from heaven. It floods your soul and gives you an oversight on this world the world cannot see. It lets you go. Your eyes see something no one sees because you're in it by faith. It just must live by faith and shall live by faith. God's here to reestablish you, to re-erect you, and having a positive relationship, the Lord thy God. And you don't have to worry about the one that said things are happening, because you know your God is real. He's going to be with you. His eye is on the righteous, and His ears open to cry. He says, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things you know not. Greater is He that's in you than He that's in the world." That's what God's looking for, is us to say that. "Lord, you're greater than what I'm facing. Oh, you're marvelous. I can't walk, but I can still praise the Lord. I can barely talk, but I can still praise the Lord." God's here to reestablish us, to refurnish us, to make us over if it need be. God is nothing impossible with our Heavenly Father. God is great. His power of the Holy Ghost is real. And this last hour, it's the hour of the Holy Spirit. He's here to help you. He's here to be lived within you. Most of you just got Him around you, but you need to get Him in you. He needs to be part of you. He needs to be that satisfaction of being satisfied. You know, like the Israelites, they had to eat the manna. It's, I don't know, I hopefully they should have been satisfied. But you know, sometimes when you eat, you can have a meal and you're really not satisfied, because it wasn't what you wanted, really wanted. But God is in the business of satisfying you, of giving that feeling, I'm full, Father. I just don't need no more. You've overdone it this time, and I love you and I thank you for doing it, but I'm really full because my cup runs over. The Bible says, our cup runneth over, surely get us mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord. That's scripture. My cup runneth over. God wants to let your cup be full of Him. The joy of the Lord is your strength. It's your high tower. It's your blessing. The blessings of the Lord make it rich, and He add no sorrow with it. The Bible says, fret not thyself because of evil doers, neither be thy envious of workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down as the green grass, and shall wither as the herb. But rather trust the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit thy ways unto Him, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk upright before Him. His eyes are on the righteous, His ears are on the cry. God is good if ever present help in time of need, and He knoweth them that trusteth in Him. God is here to bless you. God's here to make His face shine upon thee. The Bible says, hast thou known, hast thou heard the everlasting God, the creator of the earth, faileth not, neither does He grow weary. There is no searching of an understanding. He giveth power to the faint. The youth shall faint and be weary. The end men shall utterly fall, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount with wings of eagle. They shall run and not be worried. They shall walk and not faint. In Jeremiah 33:3, it says, call unto me, and I'll answer thee, and show you great and mighty things you know not. There's victory. You know, in the war, I was in Korea. The World War II was pretty bad, but those fellows in World War II, you just couldn't stop them. Because they knew that if they didn't stop that terrible, what they was fighting, the whole world it was a world problem. And they did their best. And God blessed them. God touched, oh, I feel the Spirit of God here. God's here to uphold you. He's here to deliver you. He's here to set you free. If you need healing this night, receive it this night. Say, Lord, I want your healing. I want your best. Because I believe that you are what I need. You are my sufficiency. You are my, make me more than conquer through Him which loved me. God wants to make His face shine upon you, to be gracious unto you, that you might live in His power, in His anointing, in His shelter. He dwell in the secret place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It says, I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge. We need to say that. He is my refuge. He's my fortress. In Him, my God, my trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. Under His wings shall I trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid by the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day, nor the destruction that waits in noonday. But thousands shall fall at the sight, 10,000 around him, but shall not come nigh unto thee. Only with thine eyes shall behold and receive the word of the wicked. For God shall give His angel charge over thee, keep thee in all the ways, and they shall bear thee up their hands, lest thou even dash thy foot against the stone. God's here in the rebuilding site. He's here to help you. But I'll have to say, yes, what you see is not good, but have faith. God's going to change you. If you have to hang on to life, you'll be in heaven. It's going to be changed up there. It's going to be a wonderful place up there. And the Bible says we're not part of this world. We're looking for a new heaven, new earth, where dwelleth righteousness. I will set my eyes to the hills. Whence come my help? My help comes the Lord. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved, neither keep of thee, neither slumber from sleep. God does not slumber from sleep. He knows when you're awake. He knows when you cry. He knows what your blood pressure is. He knows all about you. He's aware. But the Satan likes to come down and tantalize you and say, oh, nobody's there. You're just by yourself. But just kind of butt off because God is with you. And God will make His face shine upon you, be gracious unto you, pour His countenance upon you, give you love evermore. God's here to bring healing, to bring healing to thy body even this night. Whatever the need is, God is your source. He makes things happen. I know we're living in trying times. I know we're in times of, but that's not God. It's a time that God can really make Himself shown very plainly, vividly in your life. Because, you know, when there's nothing happening, He's still with you. When there's a lot happening, He's going to be with you there too. He stays the same yesterday, today, and forever. We're the one that changes. Our faith decreases because we're seeing at the problem. No, we gotta look for the answer. It's God's the answer. The problem is from the enemy. He can keep you. The problem. I'll set my eyes to the hills. I'll keep my eyes fastened upon the Lord. He will not leave me. He'll not forsake me. And I must walk in faith. That's what's all life about. God makes the place where we have to walk in faith. We don't walk in faith, we lose it. We go through some very bad times, some treacherous times, some evil times, some not rejoicing, the opposite. It's not no joy in what you go through. But the joy of the Lord is your strength. The minute you're out there and you haven't had a smile on your face for a week, you need to get down and pray to see God. Do you get the joy of the Lord is your strength? He's your high tower. He's your deliverer. He wants to be with you. He walks in. He'll walk with you too. You can walk. You can have him as your partner. You can have him as your savior. You can have him as your friend. You can have him as your healer, your guide, your director, the one that lets you know what you're doing. God's here to help you in a very special way. We need to be encouraged this night that God is the answer. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou knowest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. God's here to bless you. God's here to keep you. God's here to not just keep you, but keep you happy. The Bible says, happy is the man whose God is the Lord. You need to be happy. You need to be satisfied. Oh, God satisfied that hungry soul, that soul that's so anemic. They need to be, get a good meal when they start growing. Boy, getting the goodness of God in you, the God just starts bubbles out of your whole being. You need to have that overflow. Your cup runs over. You need it. You need to have a change, a new blessing, a new direction. Father, we just pray for a mighty blessing upon your people this night. We pray that you encourage them in the wonderful name of Jesus, whatever the need is tonight. I pray that your people out there will call to you, Lord. I pray that they'll seek you this night. I pray that they'll believe in you in a very special way. We thank you for you, Lord, this night. Father, I thank you for your goodness, for your mercy. And Father, we just pray, oh, for all the people this night that need you, for Sister Akers. Pray for all these ones. And I, for all the ones that needs prayer tonight, in Jesus' name, bless your people mightily in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. God bless you. Amen.